The gospel reading for today is taken from the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." This is the gospel of the Lord. So how many of you remember the TV game show that's called that was called The Weakest Link? Anybody remember that game show? A couple of you do? Okay. It was originally a game show that was on the BBC, but it was also filmed and aired here in the United States. I think it only lasted about one season here in the United States, but I enjoyed watching it. The host was rather ruthless and insulting. She dressed in all black and had a very intimidating persona. She repeatedly insulted her guests. Although her way of relating to people was way outside the realm of how I relate to people, I enjoyed watching her because she was funny. I mean, she was funny, and pretty much the contestants who came on this game show knew that they were going to be given a hard time. And I especially loved it when the contestants could match her quick wit and just the exchange back and forth, and that she kept kind of a deadpan face. Well, in this show, the eight contestants had to work together to answer one at a time, person by person, a chain of rapid-fire general trivia questions. The more correct answers that they could link together, the more money that they would earn in this joint bank. A wrong answer by one of the contestants broke the chain, and then the bank would go to zero, and they'd have to start all over. Then, after each round, all the contestants would then vote who was the weakest link among them. The person receiving the most votes would be dismissed by the host, saying, "You are the weakest link. Goodbye." And then they would take the walk of shame off the stage. And then the game show continued until there was one winner. So the concept of this game show was based on the old saying, "A chain is only as strong as the weakest link." Exactly. We know this saying to be true. I mean, even literally, if we were to take this chain and pull it harder and harder and harder and keep pulling, where would this chain break? At the point of the weakest link. It would break wherever the link in the chain is the weakest, wherever the integrity of the chain was compromised. The word integrity comes from the Latin word integer, which means whole and complete. Now, those of you who are a few years out of high school, I want you to think back to those math classes long ago. Because an integer is what? A whole number. It's not a fraction of a number. It's not part of a number. It is a whole number. So numbers like 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 27, 692, those are all whole numbers. So our negative numbers, like negative 3, negative 41, negative 9,322, that's also a whole number. Fractions and decimals are not whole numbers because they are not complete. Integrity in this reference, in reference to this chain, is also the wholeness, the completeness of this chain, the strength, the reliability, the consistency of this chain, that it is whole and complete. It's not part. It's being able to trust what this chain is made up of. Now, if this chain was holding you while you were swinging on a swing, you would most likely really want to trust the integrity of this chain, wouldn't you? Because if you didn't trust it, you probably wouldn't get on the swing. You want it to be strong and reliable. You want to know what to expect. Integrity can also refer to people and communities. Integrity is central to who we are as individuals and who we are as a community of faith. Just like it is for the chain, integrity is strength and reliability, trustworthiness, and consistency of character. Integrity is an intentional choice to live out what you value and you believe, to literally embody it. As Christians, we believe that God loves us and forgives us, right? We value one another as loved children of God, correct? But we don't always live this way, do we? Do you? I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. And none of us do. I mean, we strive to be people of integrity, but at some point, we are the weakest link. We all have weaknesses. Things that we're not good at. Things that we just don't like to do. Things that bother us. Things that should bother us but don't. Things that are hard for us. We all have our own issues. We all have those things that push our buttons. And the truth is that these things, even in the church, can cause conflict between people. They can put stress on and strain on the link of community and cause them to weaken. Now, conflict really is a part of life in community. We can't avoid it. It's because it is a part of relationships. We're all very different people. We're going to have different thoughts and opinions. We know that, and we know what it's like to be hurt by others, and we know what it's like to hurt one another. Jesus knew that there would be conflict between his followers, and that's why he took time to talk about how to deal with it, because he wanted his followers to be people of integrity. He wants us to know that God loves us and forgives us. And not only to know this, but to be people of integrity and to embody this love and forgiveness in our own lives. To live it out, especially as we relate to one another. Because the truth is that as we grow in faith, both as individuals and as a community, sometimes we might feel the stress of growing, of being pulled and stretched, because that's what faith does to us. It would not be faith if it did not pull and stretch us. But sometimes we feel that strain. And Jesus doesn't want that stress and the conflict that naturally comes or our own weaknesses to break that chain of community. The church is strongest, he knows, when we are linked together in love. And so he specifically instructs his followers, instructs us, in a loving way of how to deal with conflict among us. The church is not like a game show, thank you, God, where we vote out and cast out the weakest links, or where people take that walk of shame and leave. If we did behave that way, I'm pretty sure that not very many of us would make it through that first round, and fewer of us would make it through the second, and maybe a few of us would make it to the third or fourth round. Jesus wants us to live with integrity. He wants our actions, our behaviors, the things that we say and do, to reflect our values and our beliefs. He says, if somebody hurts you, go to that person and speak to him or her. One-on-one. Because relationships always have the best chance of reconciliation when you approach a person one-on-one. Face-to-face. Forgiven and loved child of God to forgiven and loved child of God. And he says, if that person doesn't listen, well, take one or two other people with you that you trust. And if that doesn't work, gather the community together and pray. Pray for reconciliation. And reach out again in love. Because love always seeks to build relationships and to restore community. Likewise, if we are approached by somebody that we have hurt, Christ wants us to be open, to open our hearts and listen. And that listening goes beyond simply hearing. It's more than that. It's about understanding, about being trustworthy and reliable, about being a person of integrity too, about making the relationship whole again, about living what we believe, loving one another as Christ loves us. Again, forgiven and loved child of God to forgiven and loved child of God. I know that this isn't easy. It's hard. In these days especially, it's far easier to simply send an email or a text to someone than to tell them face to face that you've been hurt. But it's precisely when we sit down at the table together that we're able to truly understand one another and to become open to forgiveness and reconciliation. Christ calls us to live together with integrity. He invites us to his table to sit down together, to strengthen and build up the church with forgiveness and love. Because we all need that. To be linked together, especially wherever those places are where our relationships experience conflict, so that we can work together as the body of Christ. Forgiveness is hard work. But the good news is that Christ promises to be with us as we reach out to one another with love and forgiveness. Amen.